Welcome to Implied, your daily breakdown of high volatility stocks where the big opportunities lie. This is November 15th, 2025. So glad you could tune in today. Okay, so today we have to talk about Duolingo, the little green owl, because its stock chart is a complete and total paradox. I was looking at their earnings report from last week and I honestly had to check the numbers twice. Get this. They reported earnings per share of $5.95. The analysts, they were expecting 76 cents. I mean, that is not a beat. That is an annihilation. It's an insane 680% surprise. And the stock immediately crashed 25%. It's been in a free fall all week. What that means in plain English is that the company reported the best quarter of its life, and Wall Street threw it off a cliff. So you have to ask, why? Why would this happen? Well, it's all about what they said next. After they dropped those monster numbers, management basically took all that goodwill and lit it on fire. On the earnings call, they said they were issuing Q4 bookings guidance that was way, way below what anyone expected. And here's the kicker. They said it was on purpose. I was digging through the analyst reports from this week, and the story is nuts. KeyBank literally downgraded the stock after that massive earnings beat. Here's what happened. The CEO, Luis Von Ahn, said they are making a strategic shift. They're going to limit monetization experiments and instead focus on user growth and making the product better. I mean, can you imagine? My read is that Wall Street was pricing this thing for perfect, aggressive growth. They want Duolingo to squeeze every last penny out of its 50 million daily active users. And the company just looked them in the eye and said, no, we're going to chill for a while and focus on the product. And you know what that really means? One word, AI. My understanding is that Duolingo is looking over its shoulder at ChatGPT-5 and all the other AI tutors, and they are terrified. They know their little gamified app isn't enough anymore. They have to actually be the best learning tool, not just the most fun one. So they're pausing the money-making machine to go to war with AI. And they just told investors it's going to take several quarters to see if it works. Wall Street, you know, hates uncertainty more than anything. Of course, here's the catch. The user numbers are still bonkers. Daily active users grew 36%. They're expanding into new areas like music and chess. This isn't a dying company. It's a company that's panicking about the long term, which honestly might be the smartest thing they could do. The takeaway here is that Duolingo stock is a bet on whether this strategic shift is a brilliant pivot to fight AI or just the beginning of the end. Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss a new episode. This was Implied. It's not investment advice. Until next time, cheers.